Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Simaya. How may I assist you today? Hello?
I didn't hear what you said, ma'am.
Hello? Yes, hello?
Hello?
Yes, I said my... Thank you. I said, yes, my name is Maya. How may I assist you today, sir?
Well, I just got a note about I applied for that concealed weapons permit.
Mm-hmm.
And now it says that they're going to refund my $9 of what I paid. I want to know what you're going to do about the $60 I paid. I'm not going to... I had a sneaking hunch that this might be a scam when I went through with it. And I honestly believe now it is.
Okay, so, willing to definitely assist. Am I pull up your information with your name and address?
Lewis, L-O-U-I-S, Ralston, R-A-L-S-T-O-N. My address is 32171 Rachel Road, number 15, Cottage Grove, Oregon, 97424.
Thank you. Is this a good contact number in case we get disconnected?
Okay, I'll give you this number, but I don't want it sold or given away to anybody else. I've already had to change my phone number 3 times in the last 2 years because of these damn robocalls. So,
okay, yes, so what's the phone number?
541-780-3651.
Thank you, sir. So, yes, I located your account with the concealed carry certification. And, yes, you're calling in regarding placing a refund. Now, the certification shows that you are serious being a safety and responsible gun owner, sir. It's a form of valid training, but you wanted a refund. I can refund back at least $30 to you, sir.
No, no way. If I don't get the whole thing, I'm going to file fraud charges on you, guys.
Well, have you already disputed the transaction with your bank?
What?
Have you already disputed the transactions with your bank?
I haven't heard a word one way or the other from you people.
Okay, well then, of course, sir. Give me one moment while I seek some assistance regarding information, okay?
All right.
Bear with me one moment, sir. I'm still waiting for their assistance and place you on another brief hold.
Ma'am, you're breaking up a little bit. I didn't understand what you said.
I'm still speaking to my supervisor, sir, so we can assist you. Give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
Okay, well then, of course, so we can go ahead and refund back the full amount to you. You will receive it within 3 to 5 business days, along with an email notification to verify.
Okay. Send me a notification of that on my email. You have my email.
That is correct, sir. Anything else?
No. I just don't understand why you people have done this. I'm a retired police officer, and I have my weapons permit here in Oregon. And I just can't understand why people do things like this.
Of course, so the situation has been canceled and refunded. So if there's nothing else, thank you for calling customer support.
All right.
Perfect. Bye-bye.